This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I'm your spooky host, Skeleton.
Oh, God damn it, I'm Tomb.
Yeah, Tom, you don't respect Halloween month.
Tim, you know Halloween month's one of the only things I do respect in this world.
I know, but you sure show a funny way of, showing it.
I keep forgetting that it's Halloween month, that's all. I think I haven't been properly scared enough yet.
I know. Well, I intend to scare that, to change that today.
Oh, no. I'm going on a ghost tour this weekend.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You go on ghost tours year-round. This is not just a spooky season thing for you.
This is maybe like the third ghost tour you've heard of me going on. Maybe fourth.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's a fine thing to do.
Yeah, I guess.
It doesn't seem like you do. It seems like you're judging
me. I went on a
ghost
tour once, Tom.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Groupon that friends of the show, Christine and Aaron Lee.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Groupon for a ghost tour.
Yeah, well, again, if you're judging it by shitty Groupon ghost tours.
And it was very clearly just a tour of Greenwich Village,
mm-hmm,
repurposed with some spooky stories.
Yeah.
Like, they brought us to, like, Washington Square Park.
And they were like, yeah.
There might be bones under here. Yeah. And nobody knows. There's an urban legend that there might be bones here. And then they brought us to where the friends...
I didn't know that was an urban legend. I thought it was like a historical fact.
Maybe it's a historical fact. Okay. Tom, I wasn't paying attention. I was waiting for us to go to the friends' apartment, and we went to the friends' apartment.
Oh, all right.
And they were like, ooh, 6 strangers mysteriously disappeared here in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what happened to them, because like, that's when Friends went off the air.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is not a ghost tour.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, it's not even
probably not the same caliber ghost tour that you're used to.
What do you think the tour was where they show you Washington Square Park and tell you the history of it, but then also show you the presumably just the exterior of where Friends was filmed?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't film.
I don't know. Maybe they took you into an apartment and it's like, we made it up like the Friends apartment.
No, I think it was just like for tourists, like the sights of Greenwich Village will take you to the thing.
Okay. You get a little of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It sounds like a bad tour, Tim.
It was a bad tour, and thus all ghost tours are bad.
No, I think I spoke about it last week, the ghost tour where I got a picture of a ghost. So.
Okay.
How are you doing this week?
Bad, Tom. I'm here instead of watching Frasier, which came out today. The continuation of Frasier.
The new Frasier, the requel.
Don't call it a reboot.
I
guess a requel.
Yeah, I called it a requel.
Yeah. I could be home watching it, but instead I'm here with you, so not doing so great.
A requel isn't even actually what it is, because it's not really rebooting
Frasier. It's a continuation.
It's a continuation. Frasier continues.
Right.
But they're not going to call it like Frasier season 15 or whatever.
No.
They'll call it Frasier 2023 season 1.
Yeah. And guess what? They could just call it Frasier 2023.
That'd be cool. Let's see what Frasier is like in the future.
Um, No, I just don't think.
Imagine if when you were watching Cheers as a little kid, somebody told you one day there's going to be a show called Frasier 2023. You'd be like, what is it, about Frasier living on Mars?
Yeah, it's going to be all sorts of cool stuff, yeah.
His best friend's a robot?
Look, it's not getting the best reviews, Tom.
Yeah, I've seen some of the bad reviews.
David Hyde Pierce, mm-hmm. Nowhere to be found.
I thought you were going to say he left a scathing review.
John Mahoney. Dead. 6 feet under, yeah. Perhaps buried underneath Washington Square Park.
No, I don't.
We don't know.
I don't think you really understand what you really weren't paying attention.
Perry Gilpin, Roz,
apparently doing a cameo.
Yeah,
later in the season.
Yeah, Jane Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne, not appearing.
Yeah,
and they're in Boston.
Niles Colcourt died too, the actor.
Yeah.
That would have been a good cameo.
Robin Colcourt. Yeah, none of the Cheers gang, like Lilith is confirmed.
She'll be making an appearance. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Like they move, look, I know this is about witches. there's a reason I'm talking about Frasier at the top of the witches episode. The premise of Frasier 2023, so he moves back to Boston.
Yeah.
But they have him hanging out at a different bar.
Yeah.
It's like, go back to Cheers.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if they didn't tell anybody? It was just Cheers. It was Frasier 2023, and it was like the entire cast of Cheers, and he just hung out at Cheers.
Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be like a little sad.
It'd be very sad. Have you seen George Wendt lately?
What is this? Some like old person bar?
Yeah, some of those. Yeah, I'm sure that old man that was always in the background of Cheers probably passed
from the. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think that was Rhea Perlman's father.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And her sister Heidi Perlman, who was on the writing staff.
Oh wow, a real nepo show, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the review I read, they were talking about how the show doesn't make any sense. That it doesn't seem like anybody involved in it like has more than a cursory knowledge of the character,
right?
And that the example they gave was that Frasier was there was like a joke about how he thought the Celtics were the Celtics. And they were like, he hung out in a sports bar in Boston for 10 years. He's heard the Celtics before.
Yeah, they went to Boston Garden to count the freaking Kevin McHale was the bartender at Cheers in a couple episodes.
Yeah. No. He got amnesia, apparently, at some point.
I think, look, I'm going to table discussion of the Frasier sequel. Until I've seen a minute of it, at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot you hadn't even seen it.
The reason I wanted this palate cleanser, Tom, I've always been afraid to do witches as a topic, because people have oddly strong feelings. I'm afraid of getting emails being like...
A hex put on you?
Well, number one, a hex put on me, but people being like, you know, witches are real in modern time, and like, I'm a witch, or I know a witch. You know, like, people are always like...
I'm
going to
put a hex on you.
Yeah, and it's like, I know that there are witches. I don't understand.
Uh-huh. Well,
I just don't want to get angry emails. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, like, freaking cartoon witches. Yeah, we're talking about Halloween witches. Yeah. So if you're here for, like, this doesn't, look, I don't want to do a derogatory voice. If you're here, like, being like, I wanted, like, you need to represent, like, Wiccan beliefs and stuff. That's not, I'm not. I
didn't realize that like Wicca as a religion is like fairly new. It's, you know, basically like an offshoot of paganism.
Yeah.
But it's like a modern thing. It's not like the witches back during the
like
Salem.
Scientology.
Yeah. It's not like the witches back during the Salem witch trial were like, yeah, we're Wiccans. Like that didn't exist back then.
Right.
But you know,
look, no disrespect to anybody.
No.
But like, look, I just know that modern day witches are very particular about how you talk about
witches. Should be burned at a stake.
No, I don't think that's a good thing.
Regardless
to do to anybody.
of what they say, Yeah. So yeah, it's just two different things. We're talking about like the idea of witches, not the actual thing of witches.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you mean by that. I said yeah, but I didn't mean it.
I'm talking about like pretend witches.
Yeah. Green witches.
Green witches.
Pretty witches.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A witch is defined as a person, especially a woman, it says, but not always a woman.
Right.
Claiming or popularly believed to possess magical powers and practice sorcery.
Yes.
Which I don't know, I guess that's accurate. I don't know. That's what Bing told me.
And you take Bing at their word?
I mean, these days, what is Bing all AI pilled? So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, here, robot Wicca rhythm. Is a modern pagan witchcraft religion that emerged in the first half of the 20th century.
I told everybody we weren't going to be talking
The relationship about Wicca. Between Wicca and the idea of witches, see, is intricate and right. Multifaceted.
Okay, so there we're talking go. About the idea of witches.
That's we're talking about the idea of witches. Should we talk about like fun witch stuff or like horrific witch stuff?
You know I'm a fun guy, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about fun witches then, Tim. I got a list of...
Let's talk about sandwiches, because I'm hungry.
I've got a list of fictional witches.
Okay.
Popular fictional witches.
I got some of those, too. Tom, can I just start off by going... by letting you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know where I spend a lot of time these days?
We're in the woods?
Well, that too, but relevant to this conversation.
What's that? Sorry, my car alarm's going off right now.
Yeah. Salem, Massachusetts.
What? Tim.
Ground zero for witches.
Get out of here. I feel like it's inappropriate that you've not told me.
The site of the Salem witch trials, Tom, that happened between February 1692 and May 1693. I was not around at that time. I was there mostly like over the last few years.
Right, in more recent times.
More than 200 people were accused. 30 people were found guilty. 19 of them were executed by hanging. And two dogs.
Two dogs?
Yeah.
That's... Come on.
I know. Dogs are witches now?
Dogs are witches.
Sometimes you put the funny hat on them on Halloween and be like, hey, fun, is it a costume? Are you going to kill a dog
serious?
Over that?
Serious?
My God. At least five people died in jail.
Oh, okay.
Due process. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Well, they didn't really have good due process back in, what was that, the 1600s, 1700s?
The 1700s, yeah. Mm. Almost the 1800s, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
No. It was the 1600s, almost it was the 17th century.
Okay. So the 1600s.
I said it earlier, 1692. And 1692,
okay. Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah. But if you can believe it, Tom, the city of Salem still really hung up on that stuff.
Yeah,
but not in a way where it's like, oh, I can't believe we killed these innocent witches or women and men who probably weren't doing anything.
Yeah,
bad.
Probably weren't actually witches.
They're like, isn't it fun?
Isn't it fun?
They got all these shops. They have all these experiences. Yeah. They have a Samantha Stevens statue.
From Bewitched.
Yeah, that Nick at Night put there.
Wow.
And they got some good diners.
I don't think Bewitched probably got into like the Salem witch trials much. Maybe there were a couple of throwaway jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading, I didn't know this, that apparently, and I learned this from mentalfloss.com, so if this is wrong, get mad at
them.
Where
I get all my news from?
Where?
Dentalfloss.com.
Burning witches at the stake was like not a thing.
No.
They didn't do that during the Salem witch trials. But there was a guy killed during the Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Giles Corey.
Yeah, he died under torture.
Do you know how he was tortured?
Burned at the stake.
No, he wasn't burned at the stake. It was by Piene Forte en Doré. It's French for squishing. They squished him.
They squished them. How?
They had this.
Did they build a specific machine to?
Nah, Tim. They
squish poor Giles Corey.
No, here's the thing. Apparently, at the time, you would have to, like, you know, they'd be like, we're gonna have a court. Yeah, you know, it's a real court, right? Wink, wink. And you're accused of being a witch. How do you plead? And you would be like, what? No, I'm not even gonna entertain this. And they'd be like, ah, no, you gotta plead. You gotta plead something. Yeah. But the other reason you didn't want to,
you know, what I'd plead? Don't kill me. Don't squish me in the machine.
I'll get
please,
to it.
Please, please don't squish me. That'd be my plea.
Well, then that's the wrong plea to enter, because squishing you is exactly what they do if you don't enter a plea.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why you wouldn't want to enter a plea is...
on your permanent record.
A, goes on your permanent record. But B, apparently, if you were... I think it was like, if you were found guilty or not guilty somehow, your inheritance would not go to your family anymore.
Huh.
Like the government, the local government, I guess.
So just being accused of a crime and acknowledging that, entering a plea, the government's like, and we're going to take all your money.
We're going to take all your money. Like, if you're guilty, and we'll kill you. And then, of course, your family won't get the money you have. I forget what the reason was. How they got around, like, and if you're not guilty and you win, I think it was basically just like,
is it because it was the 1600s and they just did whatever they wanted?
You're not going to win. Like, if you enter a not guilty plea, fine. We're still going to find you guilty.
Right.
But the way they'd squish you is they put like a board on you and then put rocks on it. And then they put like one rock and go like, you gonna plead now? No.
Have you had enough?
Yeah, no. All right, we'll put another rock on. What about now? Right. And they'd keep doing that until you pled or you got squished to death.
It'd be funny if they just got like a really big guy to lie down on the board too.
They may have, Tim. It may have gotten to that point if they ran out of
Who volunteers
rocks
to lie down on top of
We're out of rocks. Who'd like to lie down all these rocks to squish this guy to death?
Yeah. What did he do? He didn't say, he didn't enter a plea.
He didn't enter a plea. And we're just trying to get him to enter a damn plea.
Yeah.
And the only way we know how to get people to do that is by squishing them.
They probably took his money anyway, right? After they squished him?
No, I don't think so. I think if you didn't enter a plea and
then they start playing by the rules. We squish you with a bunch of rocks and a big guy, we'll give your money to your kids or whatever.
I don't know, Tim. I mean, that's at least what this guy thought.
Yeah.
They certainly could have reneged on him.
If I was a witch, I would have made sure nothing was in my name.
I mean, you probably wouldn't even have to be a witch to just, you know, make sure of that.
Yeah, but like if I knew they were going to come for me,
uh-huh,
and then they say, what do you plead? Yeah. I'll be like, not guilty. And they're going to be like, oh, we're going to take all your money. It's like, no, I don't have any money.
Good luck. I have a bunch of shell corporations.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you squish me, I'm not going to give you any of my money. Well, that led me down a rabbit hole of looking at different ways they would torture people.
Okay.
Because I think we've all heard about how they would...
This is the fun version of the episode that we're on, right?
Yeah, I kind of just went to the awful version, I guess.
Okay.
We'll get to the fun stuff later. You already mentioned Samantha from Bewitched. She was one of the witches.
Yeah, she twitches her nose.
We'll get to that.
The best portrayal of Samantha the Witch, Nicole Kidman in the hilarious movie Bewitched.
A classic, a stone cold classic.
Certainly not the worst film I've ever seen in my whole life.
I've never seen it.
Oh, Tom, you had to, like, it borders on, like, it's so bad it's not even, like, funny that it's bad.
Right. Like, it's just, like, annoying.
What did you guys do? How did this happen?
Yeah.
How did they let you make this movie?
I mean, I remember when that movie was announced, it was like Will Ferrell and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
As you've never seen them before.
Why?
Do you know what the premise of the Bewitched movie is?
Oh,
they are rebooting.
Yeah, they love doing that kind of movies.
The TV series Bewitched.
Yes, which exists in this world.
Which exists in the world. And Nicole Kidman is an actual witch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not an actress or anything, but she wants to become like a real person instead of a witch or something.
Okay, yeah, that's always the...
And so she somehow gets cast in the lead role of the Bewitched revival.
Be honest, Tim, does she use a little witchcraft to make sure it happens?
I don't even think so. I think she's trying not to use it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and then it... But like, also, then... All the characters in her life are the same characters from the Bewitched TV series that's being rebooted.
Okay.
So it's like, was this based on her life? Was the original like 1960s show based on her life?
Yeah.
Which was happening in modern times, like 2003?
Mm-hmm.
None of it made any sense.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, you're going to say...
But you know what?
What?
Very funny.
Well, that's what the Lady Ghostbusters movie was like. That it was like,
God,
I know you were going to say.
Tom, you got to let the Lady Ghostbusters go. I'm sorry they let the ladies wear the costumes that only the men should wear.
Well, did you hear recently Leslie Jordan came out with the book? And
Leslie Jordan sadly passed away. You're thinking of Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones has a book out, like a memoir out, and I forget how much it was. Like they offer, like their first offer to her was like $20,000 or something to that movie. So it sounds like all the people involved in this movie sucked.
You're not gonna convince me that the big studios suck.
But that was what that kind of was, where you're watching it and going like, so wait, do the Ghostbusters exist in this world or not? Because so many of these, I think it's only gotten worse nowadays. That it's like, we like want to reboot something, but we have to make sure we say all the catchphrases, and then we have to make sure we get like, you know, an elderly person who's in the original ones to come out.
Torture.
Oh, so the other ways you could torture, that they would torture suspected witches. Oh, so I was saying, we've all heard about the whole, like they would tie suspected witches up and throw them into water.
Yeah, if she floats, she's not a witch.
No, if she floats, she's a witch.
Oh.
And then we'll kill her. That was the catch 22 to the whole
and
thing.
If you don't float, you drown and die.
Right. And then we'll go, shit. She wasn't a witch after all, huh? Oh, well. Get the next one in.
Take her money.
So
Kurt Cobain had it all wrong.
What did he say?
And serve the servants. If she floats, then she is not a witch like we had thought.
Oh, yeah. No, he was wrong.
What an idiot.
Yeah, because that was the whole...
I'm glad he died.
Jim.
What?
I think that's an incredibly insensitive thing to say. Yeah, because that was the whole point, that if you...
Did he even? Oh, yeah, he passed.
Did he die?
He passed, right?
Yeah, Tim, God... All right. Some of the other ways they would torture people to find out if they were witches or
not. Let's get back to the torture.
Well, you're really knocking things off. Let's talk about people who died hundreds of years ago instead of like 30 years ago. It's funnier that way. Strappado. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Or reverse hanging. This sounds real awful.
Why do you got to come up with all these? Okay.
The victim's hands were tied behind their back and a rope was attached to the wrist. This rope was thrown over a beam or pulley and then the victim was hoisted off the ground. So your hands are behind your back and then you're lifted. So your shoulders both dislocate as you get...
I bet some people would be fine with that. Right? There are people that can do tricks where they like...
You're thinking of fucking Lethal Weapon movies, Tim.
I've never seen a Lethal Weapon
movie.
Well,
that's Mel Gibson's.
Sorry, I don't support Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's. Well, maybe you should watch these. Maybe you'll start to support him. That's like one of the things, his character can dislocate his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, a reverse hanging.
Yeah. He would be fine. He escapes out of a straitjacket.
Riggs or Murtaugh? Riggs.
Riggs, yeah.
Yeah. So, I've seen the Lethal Weapon Stunt Spectacular.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sums up Adventure. The events of the movies. I think I saw that with you, and we wanted to get pictures with the stuntmen.
Yeah.
And pretend that we thought they were really Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have.
I mean, to what end?
We should have at least gotten pictures with them. I'd love to have pictures with like the two stunt guys from the show. Yeah. Put that over the mantle.
Looking back on that, it'd be like us getting pictures of like these two like 28-year-old guys.
Yeah, two 28-year-olds like paying their dues in the stuntman game at a theme park. Sometimes they would put weights on their ankles to increase the pain.
Mm.
And sometimes they would do that. They would drop them from a height to make that happen. So instead of like slowly pulling them up, they just like, you know,
yank them out.
Yeah. Like tie a rope to a roof and then throw them off the roof. Right. And that would happen. So that.
Not like that to happen to me.
Yeah. It was one of those
not
things.
Even as a prank, Tom. So don't get any ideas.
Everybody in the audience who, you know, come to see this would go, ooh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I'd laugh at that.
Right. That's just funny.
We'd enjoy.
Somebody's got good timing with that. The next is thumb screws. You know about these?
Something of having screwing into your thumbs?
No, you motion like putting a screw under your fingernail.
Yeah.
No, this was just basically a vice on your thumbs.
I think I could take that for a while. Yeah,
What do you mean you think you could take that for a while?
I think it wouldn't be as bad as hanging.
I don't think you're like fully understanding how tight they would make it. Sometimes they would make it until your thumbs were pieces
pancakes?
Of paper. Yeah, not even pancakes.
Pieces of paper.
You would hope that they were had the thickness of pancakes.
I still think I could take it. I think it would like it wouldn't be pleasant, Tom.
Yeah, I don't think it would be as bad as the strappado.
Yeah,
but still pretty bad.
Do you want to have what is it called? The thumb screws.
Thumb
Do you
screws.
Want to have a thumb screws off?
See
for
who
charity?
Can take, see who can take the tightest thumb screws.
Yeah,
I think it would be tough because it would need to be like calibrated for like the thickness of our thumbs.
See, you're already trying to get out of it. It's for charity, Tom.
And like, so what is it? Just like one turn each, we would do.
Yeah, or we'd see who gets, you know, who lasts longer.
Well, but
because you can tap out
thing,
at any point.
The thing
Tom,
with the thumb
it's not real torture.
Yeah, but the thing with the thumb screws is they're like continuously tightening it until your finger just gets squished to all beyond all recognition.
Yeah, I mean, presumably you'll call uncle. You'll cry uncle before that happens.
But what I'm saying is, like, I guess we'd have to set up like, okay, once every like 30 seconds, one turn of the screw.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
We'll do it. Well, Tim, I got to tell
you. November 15th for charity. The thumb screw off.
I'm probably
Madison Square Garden.
I'm probably going to get a lot of like advertisements for torture stuff because I was looking up there was this one torture thing that I could not figure out for the life of me. I'll get to it right now because the other one was just like it sounds like a very uncomfortable boot they would put on you.
If uncomfortable boots is a form of torture, I guess I'm getting tortured every day.
This one,
I need a new pair of boots.
This one, you know what? I don't think I even wrote it down. It was called like,
that is just how disturbing it
like
was.
Skyvenger's daughter or something.
Okay.
And
I've heard of it.
I was searching all over trying to figure out how this thing actually worked. Because all the pictures of it, it's just like, you know, in a museum, it's like, oh, look at this horrible device.
Right.
It's like, I don't understand what that device is doing. Apparently what it would do.
Show it.
It was shaped like an A, like a piece of iron shaped like an A or shaped like a isosceles triangle.
Okay.
and your head was at the top of the triangle, your legs were at the bottom, and your hands were like in the middle, and all of them were like, you know, cuffed in, attached.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it just had like a hinge, and they could screw it tighter and tighter to make you like bunch up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was torture at a certain point.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I feel like at a certain point, my body would just like, it'd be like, yeah, you can't get it any tighter.
No, they'd be like, yeah, we can.
It didn't seem as bad. There was another one.
At some point, my body would be like, this is uncomfortable. Stop. The mouth part of my anything. Body would say that.
I don't care if my family gets my money. I plead not guilty.
I plead guilty.
Well, what was confusing is because then there's another version that was basically just like a piece of metal that you like crouch down, and they put this piece of metal like kind of draped over your back, and they tighten that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, you get like pancaked. You get squished down.
Right.
And apparently they would do these things because they really didn't leave a mark, like an exterior mark. So then people would come out and be like, they tortured the shit out of me. Well, what'd they do?
Yeah,
you look fine.
It. Yeah.
Well, they squished me. And it's like, well, come on, they squished you?
Poor baby. I don't recall them putting rocks on a board on top of you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I guess I saw them squish old Giles.
I think they did that because it didn't leave a mark either.
Yeah.
Because presumably, you know, most of the time they were trying to just put enough rocks so the guy would go, all right, fine, I plead guilty.
Right.
And then they'd take the rocks off and then they'd have to do a whole trial still.
Right.
So they didn't want a guy, I don't know, all bruised up.
Do you think that, okay, I think I figured out why they take your money. They take your inheritance.
Yeah.
Because if you plead not guilty,
mm-hmm.
and then you're found guilty.
Yeah.
Their thinking is, this asshole just wasted all of our time.
Yeah. But what if you're...
With a trial, making right. us prove that he was guilty when we knew all along he was guilty.
No, I don't think they even... I think it was just he's a witch. He got his money through witchy ways.
Then
so
why would he need a plea?
Because they still need they like to play by the rules, but not like really.
Okay.
You know, they want to like have a trial, a sham. Like, look, and we tried to get
How
him.
How dare you call the Salem witch trials a sham?
We tried to give him a fair trial. We put rocks on him until he would enter a plea, and he wouldn't enter a plea. So what can we do?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, Tim, you're probably wondering, if I suspect somebody's a witch, how do I prove it before I, put rocks on them?
Yeah, because like right now I'm thinking I'll go straight to the rocks.
Right, and you can't do that for everyone.
Right.
Because
you're going to run out of rocks at some point.
Exactly, and then you're going to have to get a big guy to go and lay on the rocks.
I don't know that
and,
many big guys.
And the thing is, like, the big guy might be too much, you know, yeah. with the added weight of the rocks.
Yeah, a lot of math you'd have to do.
So I talked about the swimming test where they were, tied up, and then if they... floated, they were guilty. And the reason why was because they thought water was a pure element and it was rejecting them.
Gotcha.
But if they sank, they were innocent. But then sometimes they drowned. Like sometimes, I guess, they sank and they were like, all right.
Let's go get them. And the Navy divers would jump in.
They had Navy divers at the ready at all times. Yeah. Tim, I gotta send you this video that I watched the other night. Have you heard about some of David Blaine's recent bloopers?
No.
Like live shows where things have gone wrong?
No.
Yeah.
This is all part of the plan, I'm sure.
No. I saw one. He was doing the spike under the paper bag trick, you know, that one.
Yeah.
And he got it wrong. And like, there's no way. Cause like it was not a like good looking reaction to it.
Was it gruesome?
It wasn't gruesome. Like it didn't go all the way down, but he definitely hurt himself. And, and then apparently said in interviews later, he was like, you know, I always thought that trick was kind of bullshit. But like now that I've hurt myself doing it, like no, it's a yeah. You are taking a risk doing this trick.
Yeah.
I don't know what variation he did.
Was it on video?
Yeah, yeah. It's in this video. It shows it happen, and that's what I'm saying. When you see it happen, you're like, nope, that's not planned.
Okay.
And then another one was at one of these live shows. He like falls into a basically like recreates the tower thing where like you jumped off into cardboard boxes.
Right.
But something went wrong with the boxes and he like landed on his shoulder and dislocated his shoulder and had like five doctors from the audience like put his shoulder back in during the show.
What?
But again, it seems real because like. He carried on
How
the show
many
for
a doctors go to a David Blaine show.
It looked like a big show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Vegas. Those are expensive tickets. Yeah. Gotta be some docs in the audience. But again, it was believable because A, it seemed like it really interrupted the show. And I think it might have been like it popped out later and they just like ended the show early because they were like, all right, he can't do it.
Right.
Like he can't finish up the show.
Can't do the bullet catch with a dislocated shoulder.
Yeah, this video talked about the bullet catch and like how mad a lot of magicians were at him for like doing it for real.
He's not doing it for real.
Watch the thing because he got really hurt doing it.
You can't catch a bullet in your mouth.
He did
in
it,
your
Tim.
Teeth.
It's in the no. It wasn't because you don't remember this. He had like a cup. In his mouth.
Oh, right.
And then a laser pointing, and then, like, he did it because nobody wanted to, like, pull the trigger.
Right.
It's
still a trick.
No, because, like, the mouth guard breaks and, like, I don't know, like, seemed like almost killed him in, like, a very not glamorous way.
Right.
And I don't think he did it again after that.
Really? He's not ever doing the bullet?
I think he just did it that one time and like it he got very hurt and everybody was like, yeah, we told you not to do this.
Yeah, but like that adds to the lore.
No, because they were pointing out how nowadays he doesn't do risky things.
Because
he has
people
a kid
to live
that,
for.
Yeah. Like that he just like loves his daughter and they're like, yeah, he did that like balloon thing. But that was like a very calculated like
that was dumb.
Yeah, it wasn't as like scary as shooting a bullet at your head.
Yeah.
But, you know, normal person scary, not like insane.
I would have done that balloon thing.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have, Tom.
I would have done the bullet catch.
I came have up with the idea either. For the balloon thing. He stole it from me. I went to him to ask him for funding for it. I don't have that money. The next thing I know, he's on YouTube.
Yeah, floating up in a balloon.
Floating up in a balloon.
He didn't have to hang on to the balloon himself, though. You know,
no, he just went up in the air, like strapped to a thing, and then came down.
Yeah. He parachuted down, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
really
he
recall.
Did. Because he, like, detached and parachuted.
Yeah. I would do that. I've done that.
You have done that, and you don't know how to parachute. All right.
Oh, you don't know how to parachute. You fall, then you pull the string.
And what happened? You don't even know which string to pull. It's not a string.
What do you mean?
You're going to want to pull all the strings out of the bag and screwing the whole thing up.
I'll have somebody tell me which string is the right string to pull. How many strings are there, Tom?
I'm saying all the strings that the parachute's attached to.
Yeah, that's fine. It'll eventually all
man,
fall
I
out.
Again, I watched a video recently of like somebody who luckily did not die. They
you
had,
watch a lot of
they,
videos.
They
Tom.
Pulled their reserve chute and everything wound up okay.
They have skydiving videos on Pornhub, Tom?
They do, actually. Number two way they would find
that
out
my, the
a
implication
witch.
Was that those are the videos that
I
you
get
watch.
It,
yeah.
Tim. I watch videos from all the sites.
You're watching these. Is that where you learned about those torture devices from earlier?
Yeah, but yes, that's where I learned from about a lot of these torture devices. Pricking and scratching. Witch hunters or prickers would use needles, pins, or knives to prick or scratch the accused skin. Looking
some DNA,
looking for the devil's mark or witch's teat. It was believed that a witch would have a spot on their body that felt no pain and didn't bleed. So basically they would just repeatedly stab you with a needle, presumably hurting you every time. And if they happened to not hurt you, they would go, aha, they're a witch. A lot of these, I'm noticing a theme that a lot of these tests didn't seem very fair.
Where would you be poked with a needle where you wouldn't feel pain?
Where I'd feel the least pain? Probably either like my butt or my thigh, I'd imagine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like my thumbs.
Your thumbs?
My thumbs are very, very strong, Tom.
Or it seems like you just have no sensitivity to your thumbs.
Well, we'll see. We'll see at the charity event, won't we?
The next one is pressing, which you might know as squishing.
Did a lot of squishing back in the 1600s.
The ordeal test,
ordeal test?
Yeah, it seems like they would just kind of have like...
Sounds like a whole thing.
It was like a loose, just like, let's have them do something painful or dangerous and see if they're innocent, God will save them.
Right.
Like, we'll you know, make them... We'll push them off this cliff and like if...
Because bad things never happen to
not
non-witches.
On God's watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll push this witch off the cliff and if she's not a witch, God will grab her right before she hits the ground. Right. As he always does for all of us. Watching and walking. Watching and waking. Where they would just keep you up. And that was just like another way to get a confession out of you.
Right.
Walking test. They would make the accused walk back and forth for hours without stopping with the belief that a witch would eventually falter. And then burn.
How long, like everybody would eventually falter, right? They should have the priests do this too.
Well, if you'd like to accuse the priests of being witches, Tim, we'll be glad to have them
no,
up here.
No, as like the standard. Like, we know this guy isn't a witch. Because, so you just have to outlast the priest in the walking test.
Now, would you get to pick the priest?
Yeah.
Because you'd always go with like the oldest priest.
I know you'd
got,
go with
yeah?
the oldest priest, but guess what? That's not always the smartest way to go.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's like a priest, a younger priest that's like really out of shape.
Yeah, or has vertigo.
I just got to sit down.
Right. And so sitting down,
and
that
you can
that,
just keep walking. Yeah.
That's just.
And
like
burn
me,
him at
faltering.
The stake. Throw him in the river.
Well, also burning at the stake was a test where when they would burn you, if there were parts like left over that were unburnt, they would be like, ah, look, proof they were a witch.
Didn't you just tell me that they didn't burn people at the stake?
Not in Salem.
Okay.
But in other countries.
Okay.
I think in Germany, maybe they did this.
I just feel like you just
I saw
you just named another country. I saw something that was like Salem. I know I said that.
I saw another France, another country.
Right?
I saw another witch thing that was like, oh, this happened during the Dusseldorf trials. So it was Germany or Holland or something like that.
Yeah, okay,
Sweden maybe. Yeah, and that's how they'd find out if you were a witch or not.
None of this is fun, Tom. You promised me a fun time.
Well, let's talk about the fun witches then, Tim.
The green witches.
The green witches. Well, you talked about Samantha from Bewitched.
She was not green. She was a pretty lady.
She was. I remember as a kid watching Nick and Knight and being like, this lady is hot, even though she's very old.
Yeah.
At this point, even though
she was in black and white, I could tell she was really pretty.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sure this lady looks super old now.
Yeah.
But actually, I bet if you went back and looked at, what was her name? The actress's name?
Elizabeth something.
Yeah.
Montgomery.
Elizabeth Montgomery. I think she was beautiful for well into her years. She was a beautiful woman, no matter what age she was.
She passed young, Tom.
Oh, she did? I thought she had only recently passed.
She passed in 1995.
Okay.
At the age of 62.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, when we were watching Bewitched in 1991, like, she was, like, I don't know, 60.
Yeah.
Still foxy, probably.
Yeah, but not when you're, like, I don't know, 12 years old.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a 60-year-old woman foxy when you're 12 years old.
Yeah. Looks like she was in some pretty garbage bullshit after Bewitched.
No, really?
You wouldn't believe it.
That was also, like, during the...
The fuck?
What?
I see a picture of a screenshot from Bewitched. It looks like the Wolfman's in it.
Oh, the Wolfman's in an episode. Yeah. Wow, all right.
We should watch the entire series of Bewitched together.
Yeah,
sometime.
I don't remember them having any other kind of supernatural things happen on there. It's usually just like, I don't know, Daryl's like boss was coming over for dinner. Yeah.
Darren.
His boss was coming over.
You know
for
who
dinner.
Else was a pretty lady? She wasn't a witch.
Who's that?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, she was too.
Same show, right?
You know who else was what's her
Vendela?
Name? Not Vendela. Donna Reed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The babes of Nick at Night. Am I right?
If you're just tuning in. to this episode of The Babes of Yesteryear. We thank you.
You know what? I don't think you're right about Donna Reed.
No, look at like Donna Reed.
She looks like a freaking plain Jane, Tom.
No, look at Donna Reed era Donna Reed show era Donna Reed. Hot. You don't have any taste in women.
I'm not buying it, Tom. I'm looking at it. I'm scrolling through a lot of pictures of Donna Reed right now.
All right. Well, let's get back to witches. Let's talk about some more witches. Mm. The Wicked Witch of the West, Tim. Now, that's a green witch if I've ever seen one.
That is the greenest witch. I'll agree with you there.
And they're making that new movie, Wicked.
Right. About the green witch.
About the green witch with Ariana Grande leaving her husband for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
They're making a movie version
of
Wicked.
Yeah, I know that. I know. Yeah, and it's a Broadway show.
That's what Ariana Grande...
She's an actress in the movie.
Yeah, I think she plays the witch.
Ever tell you about the time I gave Ariana Grande a high five because I thought she was a child?
What? No. Where?
I was working at a place.
All right. So Tim, make sure don't give us too many specifics.
I was working at a place that was like a media production place.
Uh-huh.
And it was before she was a big star.
So she probably was a child.
She, like, I later found out, like, it was, like, right when she was, like...
blowing up?
Yeah, like the donut licking
years. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Right, like, maybe, like, a year
so, like,
pre...
post-Disney Channel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, this is when she was, like, out on her own, yeah. Like, being like, okay, am I going to make the transition?
Yeah, and what is my image going to be?
And, I was drinking a lot of water these days. Uh-huh. Like in those days, I would.
You brag about how much water you drink now.
I know. I was drinking like, I was so bored at this job. Mm-hmm. I was grateful to have that. I would just bring this big Nalgene,
uh-huh.
And just like, you know, the big ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd just like drink it as fast as I could. Go back to the water cooler
just to pass the time.
Yeah, and like fill it up, and I'd drink like, I don't know, like. Over the course of an 8-hour day,
mm-hmm.
like 15 of those Nalgenes.
Wow.
So I was pissing every, you know, 12 minutes.
All right.
So and I was this, always going.
And this is what allowed you to meet Ariana Grande?
You know, she was walking through the hall down to a studio.
By herself?
No, with a bunch of handlers. And like, also like, people were always bringing their kids
yeah.
there, right? And so like, I'd always be friendly in the hallway. And like, apparently there was a memo sent out being like, Ariana Grande is going to be in the building. Mm-hmm. I wasn't reading those memos.
Right. Well, and you probably saw Grande and thought like, okay, I'll keep an eye
yeah,
out
for
a big
woman.
Woman.
Yeah. So, she's walking towards me with a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. I'm looking and I think it's just somebody's kid.
Yeah.
So like, I like give a little wave cause you know, I give a little wave to everybody and they're mm-hmm. like, somebody went like, oh, there she is or something like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
To make it feel like, for some reason, I felt like I need to act here, and
like they're trying to make this kid feel special.
People are looking at me. Yeah, exactly. Like uh-huh. I don't remember exactly why, but I went like, "Hey, high five!"
Uh-huh.
And like she gave me a high five, and then afterwards they were like, "You're not supposed to interact with the celebrities that come through." It's like I thought that was just a little girl.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess. The reason I was drinking, the reason I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you explained that. Okay. Jesus Christ, that was the whole reason you explained all the water
I
stuff.
I guess I could have just said I was on my way to the bathroom
yeah,
without all
to...
the context about the drinking all that
yeah,
water.
Yeah, you didn't have to tell us like it was the 20th time I had been to the bathroom that day. You could have kept all that to yourself.
Yeah, also I think it does give a good sense of my state of mind at the time because like I had like... you know, a gallon of water
walk into the bathroom at that point was old hat.
Yeah, exactly. But also, like, I wasn't thinking straight. I had too much water in my brain. Right.
You'll have to excuse me, Ariana. I drank too much water today.
My brain is filled with water. I shouldn't have given you a high five. So she's in Wicked.
She's in Wicked. I believe she's playing one of the witches. I know she's playing one of the witches. I don't know which one.
The good one or the bad one.
Yeah,
Glinda, Glinda, the good mm-hmm. witch, is also a witch of note, I would say.
So she's playing one of those witches. But the guy who played SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway, he's in that movie, and they had an affair.
Oh, okay.
Well, like they claim they didn't have an affair, but they had an affair.
Right.
Like they're like, oh no, we were both separated and going through a divorce. It's like, nah, that happened after everybody found out. You two,
Tim, you know, these days so much Hollywood gossip.
I do, Tim.
You are the freaking gossip queen.
You
these
talk
days.
To me, you need to know some gossip. But I mean, this poor...
You live for gossip.
This poor sap, Timmy's going to have his heart crushed.
Who, SpongeBob?
Yeah. She's not going to hang around with SpongeBob.
I don't know. She gave me a high five.
But think about all the hearts she's broken. Including her husband.
Peter Davidson.
Yeah.
Her husband.
Mm-hmm. Mac Miller?
Well, that he passed,
but that was like apparently part of it. Like they had broken up recently, and like he got back into drugs.
Hmm. So she's got blood on her hands too.
I don't want to say that, but I'm just saying
that was the implication.
She's a heartbreaker, and now she's apparently like had met this guy's wife and stuff. You know, like they had hung out socially.
The heart wants what it wants, Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
You more than anybody love to quote the great Woody Allen.
Is that what he said?
I like that. You like how I quoted him?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know that's a Woody Allen quote. Okay, you say so. I'm the Woody Allen fan, though. All right. The next witch I have here, Tim, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, who always in my heart will be Clarissa Explains It All.
Right, but it was Sally Draper for most recently. From the Mad Men.
They made a spooky version of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, it was...
She's with the Archie gang.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a Riverdale spinoff, I think. But I don't know if it actually did, like, if they did ever have, like, any kind of crossover.
I think what happened, Tom, and this might shock you to your core. I think she just started being on Riverdale.
What do you mean?
Like, they took the character Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and they're like, you're on Riverdale now.
Okay, and then they gave her her own show.
I think the other show might have happened first, and then they were like, put her on Riverdale. Right. They love her, which doesn't make sense now that I say that.
Yeah.
But also, like, Riverdale turned into, like, alternate universes and witchcraft.
Yeah, just
and,
super. Whereas, like, a witch is the least weird thing in that show.
Tom, when you get a chance,
mm-hmm.
not now, word recording, go to vulture.com.
Uh-huh.
And read their recap of the final episode of
Riverdale. I bet it's insane.
And it's a well-written article because it's like, look, we could recap this and you'd be like, what the fuck? So we're going to try to like give you context the last few seasons, what's happened. And they're like, specifically, if you watch like the first season and a half or so before jumping off, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, before it like started getting weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad because like the CW is like gone now, I think.
What about Penn and Teller's Fool Us?
What I think that's one of the few, like they have new owners and I think like now they just license shows like that. They don't make their own stuff. But every CW show.
You love the CW.
They would just not.
You love the Arrowverse.
I did for a while, but then it just got so bad, and I feel like that happened to Riverdale too, maybe.
Right? Or did it get like really?
I don't know.
Fun and campy. Tom,
but
you
even
love camp.
Like I've never really watched that show Supernatural, but that went for like I don't know 14 seasons or something.
Yeah,
and that was like a weird thing where the showrunner, the like creator and showrunner, they made like 5 seasons, and he was like. All right, that was it. That was
I got
all
enough
my
money,
ideas.
Yeah.
So they were like, all right, well, we're going to keep making the show. And he was like, all right, whatever. And they kept making it for like another 15 years.
Yeah. Hey, good on them.
Yeah.
People love that show, Supernatural.
It was the weirdest thing. I remember reading an interview with like the president of CW, and he was like, Supernatural has like the most consistent ratings of like not just any of our shows, like any show on TV. Like they're not great ratings, but like
We know what we're getting.
We get like the exact same number of people tuning in every week, and you know what? That's just as good as a hit. We can sell to that. The next one I have on my list, Hermione Granger from Harry Potter.
Yeah. I never knew how to say her name until the movies came out.
I don't think I knew her name until the movies came out.
You famously
mm-hmm.
watched the movies, never read the books.
Yes.
You famously protested J.K. Rowling before it was
before school.
In vogue.
Yeah, I mean, I still saw the movies, but...
Yeah, but she didn't. She wasn't in the movies.
No.
She wrote the whole books.
It's kind of crazy. There was never a cameo from her, huh?
Was there?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't remember there being one. Because I feel like I just watched...
some scolding lady walks in.
I just watched...
There's some scolding ladies in the
Yeah, of course. There's witches. Just watched Fleischman is in Trouble.
Yeah.
And the author of that book, who also like wrote the show, has a cameo, I think, in the last episode.
Oh, really? I didn't know this.
Laura pointed it out to me. She was like, I think that's the author. And I was like, I was wondering why like there was an extra in focus for like 3 seconds
looking directly into the camera lens
before the scene started. The next one that I have on here, well, I'll go through these a little quicker, I guess. Hocus Pocus, the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah, you mean Winifred, Mary, and Sarah?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Hocus Pocus.
I haven't. I saw the commercial when it came out in, 1992?
Yeah, something like that.
And she goes, amok, 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 because she was running amok.
Oh, right. I get it. The Hallowell sisters from Charmed?
Yeah.
Speaking of CW?
They use their witchcraft for good.
I never
watched
the
show. They were a
bunch
of charmers. I never watched it either, but...
Yeah. But presumably, I mean, yeah, if they were on the show.
They were like the fun TV version of the ladies from The Craft.
Yes. Yeah.
The movie.
Oh, I forgot about it. I don't even have The Craft on
here. The Craft had edge.
The Craft was
that
like...
That movie, I was like, I'm a little too scared to see this movie. And it came out when I was like 17.
Well, yeah. The Craft came out when we were in high school. And I feel like it had an outsized influence. Because basically this movie came out that said like, hey, you know everybody in school who's goth? Maybe they're witches.
Yeah.
And we made a movie about it. And it looks like this.
Yeah, and we were all looking around the school.
Going on.
Yeah, I guess she is a witch.
Well, I was going to say that when I was reading about all this stuff, that, I guess it's not recent. It's like from Salem times. Although Salem Times
that's the newspaper I read when I'm up in, when I'm visiting
Salem.
Well,
I was going to say Salem Times is anytime you're up there.
Yeah.
So,
Tom. Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, going to Salem is fun.
It's not too scary.
No, you should come with me. I mean, let's not go in October. Halloween month is, you know, the busy season.
Right. Is it not scary? You feel safe because they've killed all the witches.
Yeah.
No, it's safe. They ripped all the witches limb from limb 400 years ago. It's fine now.
It's a nice community, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Witches would not dare be there with their cauldron. Yeah, they got all this anti-cauldron legislation there.
Don't even think about bringing a cauldron into there.
Yeah, it is a little messy because you're not allowed to have broomsticks either.
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to talk about the broomsticks.
Can I just tell you something?
What's that?
I looked up every which way. Hey.
Oh.
Why do witches fly in broomsticks? Every answer was so fucking boring.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like, oh, it comes from an ancient Norse fucking thing.
No, yeah. I found a good explanation that I think you'll like.
Okay.
But I was going to say before Salem witch trial times, a witch was, the same thing as a wizard, where it didn't have a negative connotation.
Right.
It was just a female magic user.
Right.
And they're, was an idea of white witches that practice white magic, that was healing magic to help people, not black magic, which hurts. But then that Narnia had the white witch be the bad guy. So then everybody's like, nah, white witches are bad too.
Mm. Okay. Broomsticks.
Broomsticks, Tim. So it originated with rituals that involved mandrake plant-based ointments. During these rituals, participants applied the ointment on their bodies and a staff, which when ridden, caused euphoric or hallucinogenic sensations. They were nude during these rituals.
So wait, they were nude? They put some stuff all over them?
And all over a stick.
Okay.
And then they would ride around on the stick.
They would think they were flying.
But then
a sober observer would be like, these guys are just...
Yeah, the way you can put a broomstick between your legs and be like, look, I'm riding a horse.
Yeah.
They were doing that, but this stuff was kind of hallucinogenic, and like I said, they were naked, and they were, rubbing the stick.
See, you love anything that... Is this another video that you watch?
No, there are no videos. I search high and low. But yeah, they basically had they were tripping balls on these sticks, and they described a floating feeling from like doing this because, you know, they were like hallucinating.
They were high as a kite.
So that's how the idea came about of like, oh, they fly on broomsticks.
Gotcha. I got to say, Tom,
but it was 10 times more erotic than that.
And it's a little boring sounding.
It's boring. Naked women, Tim, taking in hallucinogenics through their nether regions and flying around the fort. Oh, that's
boring.
Well,
they're not flying around.
They think they're flying around.
That's kind of sad.
If you think that's boring, Tim, I don't know how to entertain you.
I'm not asking to be entertained.
Oh, really? So I've been trying to do every week. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find our social media links there. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim. Hey, and get on Blue Sky, right?
Yeah. Okay. Get on Blue Sky.
I mean, that's the only social thing I'm on.
And you can, Tim's on Instagram too. And you can,
oh, right. Yeah.
And you can,
I don't really check Instagram.
Check our Patreon at patreon.com/completeguide, where you can find episodes. Hey, if you like all this spooky talk, guess what? We're reading The Exorcist this month. I'm reading it and telling Tim about it, and people say I'm doing a great job so far.
Everybody says you're doing a great job, Tom.
Find out for yourself at patreon.com/completeguide, and you get all the back episodes of Books and Podcasts as well. Tim, are you more or less afraid of witches by the end of this?
I was never really afraid of witches, except for one witch that we didn't even talk about, Tom.
Which witch is that?
Blair Witch.
Ooh, the Blair Witch. And I just thought of the witches from The Witches.
Oh, yeah. Well, those were Roald Dahl's anti-Semitic caricatures.
Well, I just remember, what's her name? Angelica Houston being terrifying in that.
That was a good movie. Did you watch the Robert Zemeckis version?
I did not, no.
That was one of the movies that HBO Max is like, we're going to throw that down the memory hole. So if you didn't catch it, Tom.
Yeah, it's gone
too
now.
Too bad. Anne Hathaway's performance of the lady.
It looked like it wasn't really a reimagining. It looked like the same movie.
This is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Blair Witch, Tom.
Yeah. What a scary witch. You don't even see her.
The Burkittsville is where it's filmed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the residents there claim like, oh, that's based on like a real legend that's here.
Like a local.
Yeah, but I think what they were trying to do, that was like some, like the
it's
Chamber
like
of Commerce being like,
thing
yeah, like, oh,
running.
Let's get a Salem situation going on here. And it's like,
and probably just regular people that live there are like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Let's just, I don't run a fucking haunted hayride. I don't need an increase in business. Thank you.
Tom,
I don't need there to be more traffic in this town.
And then something from my, as you know, my homepage, otherworldlyoracle.com, claims Shirley Jackson, author of The Lottery,
was a witch?
Rumored to have been a witch when she was still alive.
Wow.
Her husband even admitted she was into mystical topics and practices.
Okay.
So, hey, now we know how she wrote such a good story.
Witchcraft.
She conjured it.
Yeah.
In a cauldron.
Wow. It's terrifying to think about.
Yeah, it's a terrifying
people
story.
Are afraid of AI. They should be afraid of cauldrons. People should start following Salem's example.
Yeah.
Ban them.
Yeah. I mean, men are allowed to use cauldrons.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
well,
keep them away from
cook,
women.
A bunch of like stews and, you know.
Yeah. I think you could still have the women doing the cooking, but the men, they make the potions.
All right. I guess we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.